Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Street. It is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Yet again, we're happy to have you join us, either by way of Facebook Live or by way of blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for joining us again on this Tuesday night. It is April the 19th. Can you believe that? This is the fourth month already. It's almost out of here. April 19th, 2022. But we're grateful and we press on, all right? You know that Talk Straight is a national dialogue that started about 5.5 years ago now. And we began focusing our attention on at-risk male youth, their families, and the neighborhood. So we specifically had a focus on the urban American experience, I should say. This has caused many to be a little uncomfortable with some of our topics of discussion, and others to be grateful and appreciative, others to wonder what could and should be done by whom. But it brings us today to our dialogue and our conversation tonight. And if you are a regular listener, you know that we have two formats. One is where we have a specific topic where we work to stick to it, and I offer a monologue in support of my position and open the floor for you to share yours afterwards. And we come to an understanding agreement on the end, the conclusion, the listening audience gets to be the judge. And then we have the other format, the alternate format, where I, as the host, yield the floor to you, the listeners, and allow you to bring the topic up and talk about things that are important to you. And we strive to answer those questions or address those concerns as adequately as practical and possible. All right, and that's really in the interest of our new listeners. But tonight we have a topic, and we're going to get right into our monologue here on this April 19, 2. And I invite you to give me a call here, 657-383-0944. That is the number in the studio that I invite you to call, 657-383-0944. All right? But in about maybe 10, 15 minutes, we'll get through this monologue and we'll open up the floor to you. But go ahead and give us a call. We'll park you in the studio and we will come to you accordingly. Hopefully our co-host, Pastor Rick Wild, will be able to join us. He's busy himself in ministry in his area in West Nashville. They're dedicated. You know, he's the author of two books, both of which are reflective of his experience when he, as he describes it, was destroying his people. But after which he became, he had an awakening, an epiphany. And then now he's on an effort to restore and to bring life to him, starting with young people. So we applaud him always for that. And perhaps he'll be able to join us tonight in our dialogue. He'll be here for about another hour and a half or so, talking with you here on Talk Straight on this April 19th, 2022. Can y'all believe that already? All right. Tonight we're talking from the topic, how to keep your boat floating during a low economic tide. Previously, a couple of years ago, we had a similar topic where we talked about keeping the boat floating during a rising tide, right? Today, in our present moment, experienced all across America, and particularly in urban America, appears to be a low economic tide. How do you keep your boat floating, right? In the past, we talked about that question, and we tried to answer it. You know, how do you get residents, though, of urban neighborhoods to be unified, mobilized? And I'm not just talking about just to get out and make noise, be destructive. See, the premise of the question is based in one of the six things that I want to share with you later tonight as ways to do that. See, how you keep your boat floating. Indeed, there is hope for those who complain yet in 2022 that there is inequality and that something or somebody is keeping them from achieving the American dream. My hope is that by the end of our discussion, you'll know that that does not have to be, not an absolute, nor an automatic. Okay? So join me tonight as we do so, and we get right into the monologue here. Again, we're talking from the topic. You're listening to Talk Straight, and in case you just joined us, we're talking from the topic, how to keep your boat floating during a low economic tide. I turn to the word, Proverbs 29:17-21, because I know that this is apropos to the guidance that I believe is useful for those who are interested in knowing how to keep their boats floating. Verse 17 says, in Proverbs 29 chapter, it says, correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. That's verse 18. 19 goes on to say, a servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not answer. 19 passes to 20, and verse 20 says, seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. Lastly, verse 21 says, he that delicately bringeth up his servant from a child, have him become his son at length. In these four verses, we can see a focus on preparing offspring, someone that is close to you, for success. That's what I want you to consider taking away with you. All right, let's get into it. In 2022, all across the urban spectrum of America, neighborhoods that have been in poverty for decades, we see it. They're being revitalized with the very government funds, the taxes that are paid into the government that are allocated and was allocated for years to improve the overall condition of the quality of life for people who have lived in these urban centers. Some people refer to them as ghettos in America. The proverbial boats of these individuals are sinking, while others are rising amidst what started to be an economic wave of progress just 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. Now everybody's hitting it hard, right? Some people are still maintaining, however. Such economic shifts in a change, something as simple as the price of gas, and who am I talking to tonight? Huh? Which affects the price of things like milk, bread, even the overall cost of living, your heat, and so forth and so on. Medicine, just to name a few things, they literally make the difference as to whether or not someone's life will be broke or improved, right? And people are struggling and striving. Generally, people want to be independent and self-sufficient. But these challenges of changes in the economy have such a drastic effect, unconsciously. People don't know why it is so hard for them. There's a popular view among many in urban America that the reason for poverty and historic struggle is that rich people, some even they blame them to be the white man, keep all wealth in America to themselves. Now, the problem with that is that there are many black or African Americans who are wealthy and rich. That can't be true, right? That discredits that argument. But furthermore, they say poor people, the black man, can't get ahead, just absolutely can't get ahead, because somebody is intentionally holding him back. Moreover, they would suggest that things like protests, rioting, other illegal behaviors, self-destruction is justifiable because of what they're going through. Now, the problem with that is you're not the only one going through, and everybody's not doing that. There are some people decide to take that same energy, the same ability to reason and to work and to overcome their struggles. Just consider now. Just consider. The latter mentality, though, is consistent with the term used in psychology, displacement. So what is this displacement about? What are you talking about here? Well, in Sigmund Freud, Freudian psychology, Freud was a German. This German concept of displacement means to shift or to move. It's unconscious generally, and it's a defense mechanism whereby the mind substitutes either a new aim or a new object or a goal that is felt to be dangerous or unacceptable. Right? So you're going to get rid of something. You're going to move something around. This term started with Freud again, and displacement itself operates in the mind unconsciously often. When one is awake, it's usually unlikely for them to displace them. They face reality. They deal with them. So you're suggesting that, doctor, these people are not asleep and not snoring. I would suggest to you they're walking sleep. That's the sleepwalking. But they're unconscious about certain things. Respectfully, I say that. What happens, though, is that you transfer emotions or ideals, wishes that are most often used to calm people's anxiety in the face of aggressive impulses. So you tend not to face reality. And you put the blame for your lack of functioning and success on someone else. That's what's happening. You said somebody else's fault. I would, but so-and-so, so-and-so. it begs the question, while so-and-so is doing what you say they're doing, what are you doing? What are you doing for yourself? Isn't that a legitimate question? Okay, there may be people who don't like you and may be working against you. Okay, well, accept. But what are you doing for yourself? You understand what I'm saying? This kind of gets us to the answer to our question tonight. Now, it's interesting. We see how when you train athletes, people that hunt, these are good examples of displacement. And express what's called motivo, right? It's about scapegoating behavior that justifies aggression, right? Because you look at your opponent in the game and your desire to win makes them the enemy, and they're depriving you of something, the win, the glory. So you have to do everything you can to knock them down because it's their fault that you need to be out there being aggressive. That's the nature of the game. Thrill of the hunt. Now, this manifests itself, and I believe the most dangerous way, though, within urban American neighborhoods and communities. And we've seen this so far, you know, it's going on right now. And innocent babies are being killed in urban American streets in 2022, since the beginning of 2022, during the close and the lockdown and the pandemic that was happening in certain places. Consider this, if you will. You got two young men that live on the block, okay? One young man is angry at his father or life circumstances, but he don't know how to deal or process that and express that problem. So what he does is when he sees another young man that looks just like him, come from a similar experience, he takes out his frustration and his anger on that young man. That young man going to sit back and take that? No, that young man said, uh-uh. He puts up his defense, strikes back. What do you have? You have two young men, brothers of a similar experience on that block, who are at odds with one another, both of them fighting for self-preservation. And somebody going to lose. Really, the devil gets two for one. Are you with me? This displaced idea, because something is missing in their psychology and their socialization that drives them to get up and to do for themselves, to produce, and to deal with that which makes them angry and upset. We talked about how anger basically is an expression of fear that's gone uncontrolled, fear of not knowing. And it manifests itself into vicious, violent behavior. Now, in reality, unconscious drives motivated by physical, social, and emotional threats that go on and linger for years and are passed down from one generation to the next, they're brought, cause too many good people in urban America to be stagnated. You listen to me? Cause them to be stagnated. There's no forward progress because every generation simply recycles the same destructive, backward mindset, attitude, and output as the first. Because of a process of learned helplessness, they live in a frozen state of fear. Now, as the rest of America is busy operating and welcoming opportunities for success, some people are stuck in this frozen state of fear, never getting anything for them or anyone else. And they learn how to justify that, you see. At the end, they lose out. That brings me to these six things that I want to share with you relative to how to keep your boat floating during a low economic tide. And the number to call is 657-383-0999. 844. I'm coming to the phone line in just a second. 16, beloved. 16. When we want to revitalize these areas and we want to encourage people not to allow anger, frustration, and fear to keep you stagnated, here are some suggestions. One, work collectively. That means together. To revitalize your street, your neighborhood, your family. You understand? If there's a problem, process that thing with one another. Tell them, remind them, young man, y'all are brothers, man. Huh? Both of you come from the same experience. And we love both of you. We don't want to see neither one of you go down. You with me? If you do that, that'll provide structure and discipline and stability for these young folks who one day gonna become adults. And they'll pass that on to the next generation. Two, be aware of policies related to economic shifts, things that make things change, make the gas price go up, make the bread get higher, make the milk get higher. What is it that I can do? You understand what I'm saying? Be cognizant of that. And when you do that, with this awareness, you can position yourself to prepare yourself for saving and change and things of that nature. You follow what I'm saying? That's why it's good to have a reserve fund. If you get a whole dollar, don't spend all of it same day. Spend what you need to live and put some aside. That's what tithing, concept of tithing is all about. Save some for a rainy day. Okay, all right. We're going to open up the phone now. We'll talk about that too. Three, be disciplined in your spending practices. Kind of what I was talking about. This will lead to generational wealth and future generation. You'll leave something for your offspring. Four, establish yourself, watch this, y'all, as an entrepreneur in this capitalist society. I know some people don't like that because they say, that's the white man. Let me tell you something. You live in America, and everywhere you go, you can't even get no light bill, pay your light bill without some money, your water bill, your mortgage, your rent. Are y'all listening to me? Now, live in reality. Don't displace this now. Don't put this off as unreal because it's just as real as your nose on your face. I'm suggesting to you that when you work toward becoming your own boss or starting your own venture, you work for somebody else, you can work for yourself. Help me, Holy Ghost. That will lead to economic independence. Won't nobody be able to tell you when and where to go, what time to get up, what to wear at work. You wear what you want to. I was in my office and lady told me, you're not wearing, you don't have no uniform, ma'am. It's my business. I'm the boss. I wear what I want to. Now, you know, we dress professionally, but I'm just saying. You understand what I mean? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Five, unify the members of your neighborhood and your communities to work in agreement. Who, doctor? Church folk. Uh-oh. I'm meddling name. People who are stakeholders, the educational system, the business owners. Y'all be working together for the good of the community. If they're there, don't put your money there otherwise. Okay. I'm just saying. And lastly, six, control the politics of your community by being informed as a participant of the electoral process. This makes it unlikely for you to become a pawn in anybody's game. Y'all know there's some game going on out there, right? Y'all know there's some gaming going on. And look, I'm going to turn to the phone now. Let me see if they know. Hey, 3072 out of Jacksonville, Florida. How you doing, darling?
Hey, doing great.
Do you know what some games being played out there? You don't know that, do you?
Man, I'm a witness of the games being played.
Look, I know a man who know about games and tricks and traps. That's my co-host, Pastor Ricky Wallace. Pastor, is it a game out there, man? Is it a game? You don't hate the player, hate the game, because the game is the one going to get you. Talk to me, bro. Talk to me.
Well, I tell you, man, it's good. It's good to hear when the writers speak like that, man, and then you get a response from 3072 like you did with excitement because it must be true about the game, you know, that's being played. So I can only imagine for those that don't know that and not expecting it to do anything other than continue. So if you're not familiar with it, then it's going to continue, and the game is going to continue to flow, and you won't even know it. Now, when you ask me that, I have to say, yes, there's a lot of game being played, a lot of it. And so that's why I don't want to deny that, because I got caught in the twist of it. And once I escaped, I realized, man, just think, if I hadn't escaped that, I would have still been losing the game.
My.
I would have still been losing. Yes, sir, man. It's a terrible thing to be losing and don't even know it. At 37-2, I was losing for 20 straight years. 20 straight years. I thought I was winning, Pastor. But for 20 straight years, I was losing, man. Yeah, and I'm not one to deny it. Yeah, I'm just glad to know, man. I got free from that. Losing mentality. Lord, have mercy.
That's just it. When I talk about how to keep your focus in this economic time that look like low, you still see people buying brand new cars, though. 72.
Still
people having homes built, and I mean, look like they're moving on. How is it that they can do it and I can't do it? 72. What's up with that?
Well, I think you just kind of monitor the game, I mean, as it's being played and watched. For instance, I was thinking about refinancing and doing some stuff with my house. Guess what? The market is going up again, so I ain't playing that game with them. I got a better rate now, so it's probably best for me to just hold tight. Sit down, and there you go.
That's
I mean, the game is being played, and we know that as far as housing, I think it's sad that reports are showing that a lot of investors are buying up properties in, like, underprivileged neighborhoods and charging sky-high rent. Like, how are people supposed to live there? What people are going to live there? Thirdly, not the ones
now,
in the neighborhood because they can't afford, you know?
Correct. Now, look, watch this, 72. I'm about to throw something at you now. Just imagine those wealthier folks in those areas who could afford to put their money together. What did I say? Put their money together and buy those same houses, right? And then you can set the price for them. It can be affordable to your neighbors. Watch out now.
And I agree. Oh, but let's talk to Ricky Wall about the flip side of things. The flip side of that.
What's
that? The flip side of that.
Y'all throwing blows tonight, man.
The flip side of that is the disparity among us that you just spoke about us not being collective and putting our heads together and trying to do something right for one another. We still trying to get over because that's what they say the rich or the white man is doing. So what are we going to do? Take advantage, too.
72, don't go nowhere. You got the floor, but watch this. And what happens in the process, some of us are still lying about somebody else's fault that we're not handling our business. We're blaming a white man for not handling our business.
There you go.
Huh? If you can buy dope with that money and alcohol and cigarettes, whatever you do, you can put that money somewhere else. Talk to me.
Agreed.
You know, and folk go out their way to get their vices, man. I mean, some of them will even kill you. They would beat up and rob from their own family to get them vices. What vices, doctor? That dope and alcohol, hustling and gambling.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I love my people. That's why I'm telling my people, too, see. And the reality is, if you can do that, you can take the same resource. Look, pastor, if I was in a tight spot, if I'm going to beg, I'm going to beg for something that won't be long lasting, man. You know what I mean? And I'm a beggar now. I like begging for the right thing. Yes, I will. Sure will. Help my people.
Now, and again, I don't want to crush or misrepresent his flip side, but I was saying that there's a good side to the flip side and there's a bad side to the flip side.
Well, let's turn the floor over to him, since you're talking about it.
Okay.
You done evoked his name, so let's let him talk for a second.
Come on, Pastor Wallace.
Well, I mean, I thank God for the acknowledgement, because it's really actually the truth. And that's why the key to the flip side is to stay. Once you flip it over, don't go back to the losing side.
Yeah.
See, that's what's so unique about the flip side. There is two sides to the flip side. And
yes,
the first side of the album is called side one.
Yes, sir.
And that's where the trick and the schemes were, you know, and an innocent person or innocent people are still being tricked by the game that's being played. But when you take it over and you get to the winning side, then all that would cease. Because everything that you all was talking about earlier could take place. You know, just putting money together, being on one accord and showing love toward one another. See, all that is on the second side. But what the enemy don't want you and I to know is that there is a winning side to the flip
side.
Sir. And when you're tired of losing like I was, and then when I got over there and started winning, I wasn't even used to it. I was like, wait a minute, hold it. You mean tell me they'd rather for me to be selling heroin and own heroin and standing there like a fool than to be free? Wait a minute. That tell me right there that they're not familiar with the power of freedom.
There you go.
It takes some getting used to. Yeah, it takes some getting used to, and that's why I walked away from all of that to get some peace. See, if we ever get that's where the peace that comes together to bring power to, you know, it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. That's the peace. If we ever open up and get that, and I believe it's going to take place because I hear it right now. As you all were talking about, the flip side, because there is a flip side, and it should be exercised right now. There's no need to delay no longer because it's in existence now. So it's a beautiful thing. I really appreciate it because it really saddens me to know that I was a part of that losing-oriented lifestyle. And you said, Pastor, earlier when you was doing the monologue, you was talking about how the people would be able to justify the losing hand, how you put it like that, the losing hand. Justify it like as if they love it, you know. And it just takes some getting used to 3072 for a person to go here and just stay. That's the key to it. I'm serious. It is the key. The key is to stay, even though you may not understand. But if you ever get over there and see what they're doing to you, why would I want to sit up here and continue to lose when I know I'm losing? And then I'm going to enjoy it, justify it. Oh, no. No, I'm not. That's not good. So it's time to wake up our communities. It's just that time. They're building all around us. All the newness. But one thing I don't do, and I'm going to turn it back over you on this one right here. I don't let all of that building around me cause me to be distracted. You know why? Because I found out something about that. Unless the Lord builds the house, then the labor of that house is in vain. In other words, I just thought I'd just said it right there. Unless the Lord builds the house.
Yeah.
So all them houses that's being built up, that don't mean that it's the Lord doing. I mean, according to the scripture now. Yeah.
Okay.
I yield back to you on that note.
Okay. Proverbs, I led with this in the monologue, 29 and 18. Says simply, where there is no victory, the people perish.
Go ahead. That's it.
But even the law happy. I want to bring this young brother in. Y'all might know him. I know 3072 know him. They call him too short. Listen to what he said.
I must have superpowers, not 25,000 hours.
Watch out, 72.
I calculated due to math. I made 1,000 songs and made movies. And for the last 300 months, I paid 16 hours to be on the front. And they fall. When you get your feet, I heard 93 rockets like me. Two players, you take PDF and the field don't really take PDF. My face is now they got to say it's like short.
What? He said blow the whistle,
Let me just let you know. Yeah, I know that, that Brian, that tune, only because it was a catchy tune. But when you sit and listen to the words, that's something else.
Yeah. Before you indict me tonight, man. You know you be patting your feet too
with that music. Come on.
Oh yeah. That's what it is.
Y'all work with me now. Listen. What I like about him, let me tell y'all another story. When I taught high school, young guys came from the housing area, and they were little, you know, they did what they did. I'm from the process. I know how it goes fast. You know what I'm saying? And I told them when they come in, look here, man, how's it going to go? I understand y'all need a minute, but I'm in charge here, and I want you, certain things I want you to do. I want you to do some work. You need a little music to motivate you, I'm going to let you do that. All right? Keep it down, you know what I mean, to be respectful, and make sure you don't put nothing rusty on there, you know what I mean. The principal came in. I got 81, 112. Principal came in. She looked around, and she looked back there in the back. Then she looked at me. Do you know that song? We all hear it, baby. I asked her, we stepped out in the hallway, I said, do you see what? They working. They quiet. I said, is the music loud? Did you hear the noise? No. I said, okay, well, I mean, what's wrong? What can I do for you today? We're working around here, 3072. We doing what we got to do.
But now, again, I love that song, but, yeah, as you get older, you sit and actually listen to what they're saying? Okay.
Yes. The little brother saying that he worked, what he's saying, 72, is that he works hard, right? And people don't like him. They hate him. And he got to blow the whistle on him. Ain't that right, 8112? Don't you have to blow the whistle and tell people, hold up now. You may not like the look of how I got here, but I'm here. And I ain't going nowhere. Is that right, 8112?
I heard him say it. Tupac wasn't one of my favorites, so.
That was too short.
Too short. Too short. Do I know? I didn't even get to spell the name right. How about that?
Now, Tupac was one of my favorites. I'm ashamed to admit, but I liked him. Okay.
Say what? Okay, all right.
Yes, Pastor Wilder, I heard you. How is everyone doing anyway? I would like to say that.
Welcome.
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hanging in there.
That's good.
Okay. So, Pastor, I was asked on our preaching and what I'm doing knowing about this music and this song. And ladies, I respond to them. I'm a preacher, I'm a man of God, but I'm also a scientist. And God has allowed me to use my knowledge and experience to help change people's lives. If I had Too Short here today, he would tell you, 72, 8112, that what everybody else is doing, you got to do yourself. Huh? And you can't allow what other people think of you. They think you ought to be, who they think you ought to be, to distract and deter you from running your business.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that, is
not at
is
all.
That right?
That's right, as far as I'm concerned. If you don't handle your business, who's going to be able to do it for you?
Look, she done come on here preaching tonight, Pastor Wallace. She came out swinging.
That's what you got to do. This is the season.
Yeah.
In 2022, you see all that's going on, and you see some people still walk around like ain't nothing changed, ain't nothing happening. And before long, they're displaced, and they're wondering what happened. You see what I mean? I don't know about in Peoria 12, but I imagine it's some development going on there too, is it not?
I'm sorry, it's a what?
Development. They're tearing down places and building new places.
Honey,
is
that's
going
all
on
over
in
the place. Yes. Sure is no different. That's all over the world. Yes, it is. A lot of businesses have shut down, has been open. Oh, man. Some things are still boarded up. I don't go out too much. I go out, and I ain't just cooped in the house. But what I've seen, yeah, I'm like, when that close up? You know? And they're looking at me like, where you been at? it's a lot of things. Yeah, yeah. It's hard out here. It is.
So let me ask you this question. In 5 years, who do you think deserves to open a business back up in those locations that got shut down? Should the people that were there before it got shut down, should they be able to come back first? Or who should get the first dibs?
Yeah, I think they should be able to go back, but I think a lot of them would choose not to at this point. A lot of people are relocating if they're able to financially, and a lot of people are just tired. You know, you spend your whole life building up something, and all of a sudden people coming and burning it up and breaking in and stealing the inventory, then the shipments won't come in. You can't get what you need. It's just it's trying days. That's what I say about it for everybody.
Yeah. Wow. Jacksonville, 3072. I read an article last week. This fellow wrote about Jacksonville, and it was saying that they have the potential to be a gold mine in the state of Florida, but it's a populated city all around downtown and everything. And I said to myself, when you look at the economy, there's a lot of our people there, and there's an opportunity for them to really. It's kind of like virgin territory to build businesses. Do you see a lot
of that? Really, yeah, I do. My son and his wife have taken advantage of that, whereas I came from Nashville to move here. And I'll tell you a quick story. When me and my daughter first got here, we got all dressed up, and we wanted to see downtown Jacksonville. Well, when we got down there, it was to our dismay, and people were advising us to get from down there. To be clear, there's nothing but a bunch of homeless people and crime, you know. But, so my son and his wife, as in Nashville, they probably could not afford to have offices or businesses or anything else down there because the market is so high even just to lease something. Here is little to nothing. And like you said, because people are not taking advantage of, you know, the marketplaces here. And I think this is a great place for entrepreneurship, especially black.
Yeah.
But a lot of us don't know it. And a lot of us are just doing what we're doing. And, you know, but yeah, this to me would be a gold mine.
Well, can I add to this and pass on the turn the floor over to you? Three presidents intentionally focused on procuring money for minorities, that include black folks, to be able to establish those businesses. And one of them made it codified into law through the tax plan so that there'd be incentives for big money people to give money to these minorities. That would be the perfect place, right? I was reading the article. I was thinking to myself, man, what if they took, because I know you have census tracts down there that historically are poverty ridden in Jacksonville, Florida. Man, that would be the perfect place. Perfect place. We have 19 of them here in Davidson County. And we, Pasquale, I don't see too many people doing nothing with them. In fact, Pasquale and I were talking about what would come out. They say we're going to be some funds available to do some things. And you don't, I mean, I don't hear nothing about it. As nosy as I am, if I don't hear problem, I know it's somebody had it. As nosy as I am about those types of things. But I'm just saying, we're talking generally about how to keep your boat floating. How to keep your boat floating, right? When you got a low economic tide as well. Pat, I'm sorry, I was supposed to give the floor. I'm running my mouth too much.
No, you're doing good. Go right ahead, brother. I'm tuning in to that. That's good to hear. You know, you have to find out ways and means to utilize what you have, because what you have can mean a lot.
Well, we were talking about our communities,
I think. And I think one of the problems is we don't share information.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we miss information. We miss information because maybe there's not enough faith and trust built in one another to think, well, for instance, Raphael and Lindsay don't know anything. You know, well, I'm just going to follow the crowd. But the crowd is not the one letting you in. The crowd is not the one showing you the road to how they got to where, you know what I'm saying? So I think if we built stronger bridges as far as that and making sure that the bridges were crossed by one another, then that would help tremendously.
Yeah, yeah.
I
made reference to that monologue. If as young babies, I used the analogy of two young men in the same neighborhood, who one young man was frustrated, took it out on the dude that lived in the same block with him, hit him in the mouth. That is going to lay down and take it. So he swung back, right? And and when they couldn't, they resolved to, they turned the weapons and what happened and escalated. Both of them live on the same block, man. You understand what I'm saying? And they turned their object of aggression toward one another, right? Suppose we were organized, and every day, every so often, at least, we set those same young men down, like those I saw you playing basketball with the other day, Pastor Wallace. What if we were telling them and putting in their head, look, bruh, check this out. You have the ability. Here's some resources. Go get them. Here's how you do it. You understand what I'm saying? Bring them back, and that's what y'all talk about. That's what y'all, when y'all see each other, that's the type of thing we have for. What would happen there? What would happen at 8112 if that type of stuff was going on?
I think it'll be better than what it is now because a lot of them lost. A lot of parents were stripped that was trying to raise their kids. Better ride a sport a child, as they say, and they got out from underneath their wings.
Yeah.
And they just start doing with everything, including disrespecting the parents.
Wow.
So, you know, wow. That would probably be a wonderful thing, but I don't see it coming soon.
It's going to take grown people and people of goodwill to make it happen, see?
That's true.
And I hear people doing a lot of talking and shouting, right? And some of them want to be out there, want to put their fists in the air, and they want to be seen. But that's what people do behind
them. Yeah, but when they have nowhere, when the children have nowhere to go, they can't run to them. They need, which is food of knowledge. That's what they need, the food of knowledge.
That's right.
The ones that has it is not sharing it because they're keeping, like she said, 12 said, I mean, I'm 12, but 37-2 said, keeping it to themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
You're supposed to help people grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I think
when they don't know, it's their first time trying to venture out and as young adults and be prosperous, not being a problem or a menace to society. These young folks, there's a lot of them out there actually want to do well.
Yeah,
and the ones that's already reached their corporate ladder, as they call it, is some of them are not reaching back to help them climb it the correct way.
Right.
And I think a lot of it is coming from evoked fears. You know, look at a lot of our young people. I'd be joking with my daughter. I'm following this YouTuber, black young guy who is a farmer. He's a black farmer. I really admire him. He's teaching you how to grow your crops. He's teaching you how to plant flowers, trees, everything. And I'd be messing with my daughter, tell her, this your husband. I'm going to mess with him for you. You know, she laughs, no, thank you. But I think it's really beautiful that this young man, his story was his parents and his grandparents left him all this land. And he's making money. He's in business for himself. He has his cattle, his horses, his fruit, that's how he's surviving. And ain't nothing wrong with that, absolutely nothing. But I think 8112, like you were saying, the older generation are afraid of the younger generation because of some of the stuff they're in.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I would give my nephew Paul this land, but I know he's been corrupted and he's in this drug thing or he's doing this or he's,
right.
you know, not listening or, you know, they're just scared that they're going to ruin them somehow. So, no, I'm not going to put this person on to this or bring them in this or that because they're not ready.
Now,
they're not
now,
showing
ladies,
a willingness.
Right, right. Ladies, that brings me back to one of the first points that I brought up in the monologue, and that was about focusing on the important role that family plays, right,
mm-hmm.
in children's lives. What I'm hearing you suggest, 72, is that family members are afraid of their own offspring and children.
Yeah.
Parents are.
Yeah.
Now, that's a dangerous thing right there. Now, they
mm-hmm.
came from you. You're afraid of them yourself. What makes you think other people shouldn't rightfully be cautious or afraid of them if you're afraid of them?
Right.
If, you see what I mean? If
yeah.
you don't trust them, what makes you think other people should look at them cock-ass? So, and again, that speaks to the vital importance of making sure that if we're going to spend resources and monies and things of that nature,
right.
that first we spend, not I shouldn't say first, but certainly we include resources to do training. Orientation around how to recognize and take advantage of these things. You understand what I'm saying? I don't, I'm not
yeah.
12. I'm not putting cash dollars in people's hands without
right.
preparing them how to properly use it.
Right.
Well, of
right.
course not. And a lot of times,
yeah.
the ones you're talking about, they already know how to spend their few dollars because they have, they're sitting on the corner making them. And they
watch
are,
it now.
Me, a lot of them are smarter than the average, well, a lot of them, they, even if they went to prison, they study in there. They don't have anything much time to do nothing else. So they get
right.
educated, in other words.
Yeah, yeah.
From what I've
right.
seen and heard, as well as heard, they educate themselves.
Okay.
Right.
And for
right.
this young
right.
man,
was
11 reasons why they're in there, because they want to get out. When they get out, they know how to do what they call flipping their dollars.
Okay.
This
okay.
man was
okay.
a true story, I think, that CNN should even cover seriously. Because he was an underprivileged child. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, that's why I'm
right.
so inspired by him. Yeah, he left the
yeah.
hood. He moved all the way somewhere
right.
to Arkansas or something. And, yes, he got all this land, and all his family wanted him to do was cultivate it and make it work. And this guy is 24 years old and
wow.
doing all
wow.
of that.
Ain't that
all
wow.
of that. With all his tattoos. With all his tattoos and all that foolishness.
He
but yeah, he turned he doing
he tattooed
something.
Up his,
I was impressed.
Okay. Look,
so I'm like, okay.
72. That when you tell a story like that, that runs counter to the narrative that you have to
that's
be
right.
a victim. And
that's
keeping
right.
you down. And even if somebody gave you something, you wouldn't be able to do nothing with it. See, that runs counter to that. And that's what some people want you to believe. You always supposed to be blind, crippled, and crazy.
That's right. And he said he don't pay no mortgage there, but he makes sure those yearly taxes are paid. He's gutting that house out. He's doing everything. I'm like, that's what's
that's
up,
what
young brother.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Right, right,
he
right.
He feeds himself
and
off of his labors and his work.
And you know
here's
what
happened.
He'll
what's
probably
that?
Help
what's
some
that?
Other young person to learn
well,
to do that because
sure.
he done been on both sides of the fence. It wasn't just everything given to
now,
him. They gave him right. the tools.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And like Pastor Waller said, that was his flip side. He left
yeah.
from a life of crime on to now, like he was talking about freedom. That's what this guy's expressing. He's just happy to not have to look over his shoulder.
Huh.
And run from the police and do all
wow.
he owns his own property, his own land, and he feeding himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's
beautiful.
That's
yeah,
that's,
I like that.
That's the, see, it, what if he was spotlighted on the 6 o'clock and the 10 o'clock news and folk took his story from church to church, from to the Boys Club and all these other places that getting all this money, to the YMCA.
That's the story that's there. That's the story. He got the GED. Now he's trying to go to college. He's trying to get some college at school. That's the story.
You mean to tell me he dropped out of high school too?
What? Yes, he did.
Come on.
But
he'll
be enrolling in college this fall. Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. And ain't no little girl and all, you know, the friends, and he trying to get his life together.
Yeah. So
we
got about 34 minutes left tonight. How to keep your boat floating during a low economic tide in America? That's the topic tonight. 657-383-0944. If you're listening, Facebook, feel free to give us a call. If you want to chime in, if you got a question or comment, these ladies will be glad to answer. They on fire tonight. They are swinging. They blow this tonight. So you listen to Talk Straight. This is your host, Kevin Backway. Pastor Wall, our co-host, just rejoined us here again. And Pastor, I don't know if you heard it, man, but they were throwing blows when you left, man. I had to get down on the floor. I had to get down, but I laid. He let me alone in the night.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that, man. I mean, you got a chance to get them back. That's good.
Thoroughly enjoying the dialogue. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Let's say, Pastor.
Yeah, I was saying, tell me, you said it was throwing the blows, right? So it gives me a joy to be able to know that the ladies are back on there now, man, and, you know, got a chance to express themselves.
Right.
And imagine the blows that they're putting out there right now. I'm just glad to know that they're putting it out, you know, to bring back the power that they have in them.
Hey,
so whoever
comes
out. Go ahead.
Pastor, we got to watch your girl, 72. She evoked the flip side about the fifth time tonight. Tell them what she was saying, brother, that got that farm project. And she said she threw the flip side in there on that thing again. Tell them about just briefly describe what you were saying about this young man.
I was saying, Pastor Waller, that there's this little young guy that's 24 years old. He's a farmer. His family gave him all of this land and animals and property just in hopes that he would turn his life around because he was in trouble. So now he has over 30,000 viewers on TikTok, you know, following him and his progress that, you know, the changes he's making in his life. This man is cultivating farms. He has animals. He's selling eggs, milk. He's growing plants and fruits. And, yeah, he's teaching other people, too, how to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just saying, that's a beautiful thing to, like you said, talk about. He feels free, he was saying. He don't have a mortgage, but he makes sure that he make enough money to pay the taxes on the land and the, you know.
That's
so
right. That's right.
That's a great thing.
Yes.
Oh,
but what she right quick, I'm going to give it to you.
Yes.
What she's not telling you is, the trouble he was in, he was all tattooed up. He was out there in that game, Pastor. And his family was trying to save him. She brought it in. She said, the flip side. She should have told her like you said earlier. She holding back on.
So that's all right about the inheritance. I see he has an inheritance that was laid up for him. Is basically what I'm hearing. And so now that is in his hand. So he has to have a foundation to realize this
that's
is the
right.
second half of his life.
And that's why I said they gave him the tools. Now, no one bothers to say if anyone taught him how to use the tools.
Yeah.
But if messes up long enough and you want it bad enough and hungry for it enough, you will figure it out.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He said they put him in it and told him to run it.
Yeah.
And he ran.
Yes, ma'am. And doing good with teaching others.
Yeah,
and dare him to leave his comfortable lifestyle of drugs and crime and come there and make it work. And that's what he's been doing.
And that couldn't have been easy.
No, it's definitely not easy. Definitely not easy, but that's the power of the second half of your life.
Yes,
it was. It was being that he was bound by all the cares of the world. But
yep.
The inheritance that was laid up for him, he was able to embrace it and carry it out. I give you a good example on what you were saying just then. There's a partner, man. He's in my book. You know, he had two life sentences. And so while he was in prison, when they finally got ready to release him, the guys in prison that was doing the same kind of time he was doing, they asked him a question and basically made a statement. They said, Ernest, they said, won't you go out here and show us that it worked? So what Ernest did, Ernest took the second half of his life, and he's coming up there being a great example. By the hearing about him in prison, he's keeping hope alive because he's been out here doing things for 15 years, got him a job, he's been adjusted, he's married, he's doing all the things.
Wow.
That's what you're talking about, the second half.
Yeah.
So that's what this young man is doing. You know, he's using the second half, and he's experiencing what his people left with. He's a client.
Right.
He's more. He really do.
Yeah.
That first half is tough. It's not easy.
That is a very encouraging story because.
Oh yeah.
And I enjoy to hear because I was having problem with my toilet for the longest. And water bill shoots up, and quite naturally, we all know if the water bill goes up, sewage going out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna pay about 3 or 4 people to fix this same toilet. I stayed in there for hours. I'm praying. I'm on the floor. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't ever say I couldn't. I said I'm not stopping until get it right.
That's
okay.
That's
and I got
good.
It right.
Oh.
It took me the longest. I ain't going to lie. My body was hurting and everything, but Lord bless me. Mm. And I got it
Wait
together.
A minute.
And
81, you did
Let me,
it?
Yes,
wait,
I did
that's
it.
What I want
to All right,
this,
girl.
Wait. Oh, stop everything. You may tell me, sir, you got down there, you fixed that thing, your dog on sale.
I got around the bottom of that toilet. I pulled me the bleach on the floor around the bottom, which was already, clean. I was going to get it right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Toilet tank top off. I had to pull bolts and unloosen bolts and take the little plastic tubes off. And I went through a lot. But sometimes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sometimes that's what it takes for you to get that knowledge. You got to walk that food bag and eat it.
Well, 81, you're right. I just had a service man to fix my air conditioning unit today. But, yeah, I saved $700. Because guess what? I can read, and I can research, too. So now I know what else to do.
Google, I need to find out how to replace it. Google didn't give me quite the information I needed all the way. So you got to make a
desperate
situation.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yeah, I had to make some adjustments because I couldn't afford to keep paying all these. A water bill is supposed to be $30, $40.
Yeah.
$200? No.
Wow.
Yeah.
But there is
just goes to the...
Go ahead. Yeah, there is a saying that says you got to be finding ways and means to get it done.
That's right.
Find ways and means to get it done. As you said,
yeah,
because
I paid 3 different guys that's supposed to do exactly what they were doing.
That's right. Yep.
Hey,
but now, so you can help somebody else by telling them, okay, I had this problem, I did this, right. And but we don't share information
remember.
Like that.
I better remember in case the problem should arise again.
Yeah.
I kept running back and forth the next day in the bathroom to see was it leaking on the floor. See, did I hear any water still running after, it was a chore, but I thank God for Jesus that he blessed me to be able to get it stopped.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a real life experience, and it just speaks to, again, what we're talking about here, And that is, yes, there are some problems. Yes, people struggle. Yes, there's some uncomfortability. But does that mean you blame someone else and you stop your own forward progress?
No.
Just because things are uncomfortable or unhappy to you right now? Right now they are, but we're going to fix it.
Look at that John Farmer she talking about. You know, he probably bumped his head sometime. He had a headache for a week because I sure felt like I had one.
But again, I was laying there in tears about his freedom. His freedom he kept talking about. His freedom.
Right.
To wake up when you want to wake up. To go to bed when you want to, when you know your work is finished. Okay.
Right.
And again, ain't nobody making you do nothing. Ain't nobody chasing you. And you know all of the work you got to commit to pay that tax. You know the work you got to commit to pay your food bill. He good. That's what's up right there.
Did you say he was a high school dropout?
Yes.
Did I hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
That's some of the smartest people, Pastor.
And wait a minute. And a drug dealer too?
He said he sold drugs. He got his high school diploma. That was one of the conditions of getting the land.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's looking into get further in his education, getting some college.
Wow.
But he wants to be a farmer. That's what he discovered his love is farming.
Let me stop you. All these young dudes out there slanging and banging, they can actually get their hands in the soil and do something similar. Because I talked about some funds, some state funds and federal dollars, right, that have been allocated for nothing but minorities to do production and distribution and agriculture.
Show me some land.
I'm talking about Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, and Mississippi share the same thing. But guess why they can't get very many of us engaged in it? The same in all those places, it seems to be the same thing. They saying, I ain't going back to no slavery, working in no.
I've heard that right up here in the interior. I've heard, I ain't working for no money. You need to work for somebody.
I mean, because your show ain't eating.
You talking about what you don't want to do? You don't want to starve to death either, so you want to ride on somebody else's back. Get off my back. Stand on your 2 feet. You guys are young, healthy men. Move around.
That's right. Let me say this, and then we got St. Louis joining us. The average age, the average experience for a young black male between the ages of 0 and 30 is to either be in jail or dead. Certainly if they're from certain social experiences. You with me? Let me add one to that. Jail, dead, or strung out on drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
Lost
Is
and
that what
turned
they're saying?
Out. Yes, ma'am.
Well,
yes,
I got a lot of reasons. We always am grateful to the good Lord, and especially for that, because I would give them this. They're well-educated. My sons are, and they strive hard, and they struggle as well. And
right.
I'm grateful for that. That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely,
so maybe
absolutely.
I did something okay with his diagnosis.
You did something right. Yeah. Pat yourself on the back. Take a bow.
That's right.
I give a glory to God for blessing me. That's all I can do.
All right. St. Louis, welcome. We've been talking from the topic how to keep your boat floating on a low economic tide in America. And we've heard some real life stories that, unfortunately, are not going to be on the news. The national news, CNN ain't going to cover it, Fox ain't going to cover it, MSNBC ain't going to cover it. None of them going to cover that, unfortunately. But these are some powerful real life stories, man, that could actually be an example to young folk that we're talking about. Welcome to the conversation. Questions or comments thus far?
Well, there's a lot of stories out there. Some of them go back to the 1600s. I can imagine what you're talking about. But there's a lot of good stories out there, like I say, in books that go back as far as the 1600s and all through 1865 into today's time. Even me, okay. myself is even me myself is of historical record for the industry that I participated in. But like you say, I'm not mentioning CNN or the popular okay. Who's Who. What okay. the popular Who's Who talk about is back in slavery time.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. One of the things that I pointed out in the monologue earlier is the need for individuals who are serious. I'm not talking about just playing games, man. If you own some stuff, go and sit down. Don't even come up here. But individuals that are serious about making proactive change, taking mm-hmm. their resources, and their experiences and pooling them together, right? So that there is a depot or a trough of information and resources for those who need it. You know, 12 was talking about how she was forced after spending money. She was forced to go fix her home. After spending all that money. Did you get your money back, 12? Did you get your money back, 12? Did you get any of your money back from the street?
No.
Okay. All right. I didn't think so. But it speaks again to this whole idea that from the experiences, and a lot of times I know I can relate to having grown up in some difficult circumstances, but what you don't want to do is to get locked and stuck in that period.
Use that
to drive you, you know, to drive you to do better, but don't get stuck there in anger, frustration, fear,
mm-hmm.
and you don't get anywhere. You're stagnated. That's what happens too often in
mm-hmm.
challenging situations, especially economic, social and economic challenging situations. I want to encourage people that if you got a problem, ask yourself, what must I do to solve it? Nicodemus,
yeah.
Dr. Waller, he came to the Savior, and he snuck. He was sneaking that because he didn't want anybody to know that, right? He said, hey, man, what I got to do?
Yeah.
What must I do?
Yeah.
I want some of what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he messed him up, though, Pastor, because Nicodemus wasn't looking for the response. He said, dude, you got to die and be born. You got to die and be born again, brother. You got to let some stuff go, man.
There you go.
You got to put on a new coat, my man. And that messed Nicodemus up. Yeah. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah. No, that's the good news, though, man. It's just something that has to be done. You know, have to know and see what the word says. It's just what it says. You know? You can hear a life-changing word by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up my book. It's my book, so I have to give it up. And what you were talking about just then, you know, having to attend churches, when it says, before as a visitor, I brought everything with me except the Bible.
Yeah.
I brought plenty of my bad. Notice I say I brought plenty of my bad habits, but I heard a word that changed my life. You see, that's the good news. I didn't say I saw it in the book, but I heard. And when Nicodemus
mm-hmm.
heard that, I messed him up. But he found out what he had to do. And that's what's going on.
Right.
When you find out what you have to do, that's where you go to. Most
right.
people don't know. A lot of people are afraid, man. You know, some people that's out of the world. You talking about the guy, how he was living. You know, he was dealing with the drugs and all of that. Quit school. But yet still look at it today. You see?
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what I used to hear them say a long time ago. Oh, what a difference a day makes. Well, that's evidence.
That's
evidence
right.
right there.
That's right.
Well, I think, Pastor Waller, you touched on the key element, the ingredient, is to die and be born again, to let that stuff go, to put it behind you, so you can move on to a better day.
Right.
Leave it right back there where it is, and you just step forward.
That's a step ahead. They're right. And not easy, but
right. Yeah, that's the one thing that keeps people stagnated is fear and doubt about their
mm-hmm.
that they're worthy of something better. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I see other people doing it, but I don't know if I can. I don't know if I deserve it. You know,
mm-hmm.
all you done is stole a few chocolate chip cookies at the job. That's all 12. and maybe milk you ain't had no business, but that's all. That ain't so much that you can't overcome it. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
No, but some people get afraid, like you guys were saying that. Okay, now that I've accomplished this part of this,
mm-hmm.
what am I going to do now? How am I going to keep it going?
Right.
And I'm not afraid to put work in, but you don't know what the work consists of.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so with
yeah.
not
well,
knowing, a lot of times we don't know things as individuals, some of us. Some of us know everything, but some of us don't. And with that being said, when you crawl, you have to crawl before you can walk, before you can even stand
Amen.
Up. So since you got to crawl before you can stand up, and then you become learning how to stagger to walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just
okay.
think about if you crawled and wallowed in all that mess and filth you were in, what is it going to hurt you to crawl and wallow in something positive?
Watch
yeah.
out.
They go to flip.
Watch out.
They go to
once
flip
they
side.
Get
they
it, once you get it, then you got it. And once you master
right.
it, then you can continue to master it and you can teach others.
Because
mm.
you
mm.
didn't have
mm.
nothing
mm.
anyway. You have
yeah,
nothing
you
anyway.
You go walking around figuring you know it all, but you forgot about that little screw or that bolt.
That's right.
That you didn't realize went in its place. So
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
easy to cross the line if you don't know. When you learn something and you master it, then you got it and you can teach it to someone else and hope they
know. And 8112, it's as simple as you doing that toilet yourself. You learn something. You gain something that day when you got that working right.
And I was proud
hey,
of myself.
This applies to my life, too. That's right. You should have been.
Yeah, I was
had
proud
right
and I was grateful and I was... thanking God for Jesus, I was doing all of that because that
there
was hard on me, but I got it.
Well, hey, we got about 12 minutes, and I want to give everybody a chance to wrap up. But let me say this, 12. Would you believe, 12, my mama told me when I came out running. I didn't walk. I ran. You would believe. Okay, okay. Great conversation. We've been talking about how to keep your boat floating.
Yeah.
Doing a tide, and I realized that people are struggling, right? I went to a gentleman, he's still trying to keep his business open, right, Pastor Waller? But he said he
yeah.
just couldn't afford to pay for the liability insurance, and I was trying to impress upon him. I wasn't trying to scare him, but I was trying to impress upon him how easy it is for one thing to happen, somebody sue you, you lose it all.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he struggled, you understand? And I think he came around to understand that this is a good priority in terms of your spending and your budget and what
mm-hmm.
have you. It takes one little incident and they can wipe you out. You can be gone for good. So, but, yeah, people are struggling. Let's say people struggle. I get that. And in your struggle, there's a lesson. And, I preached a sermon once, 8112. It was entitled, There's a Healing in Your Hurt. I didn't come to preach tonight, but I felt my health like that. There's a healing in your hurt. Yeah. Okay, let me shut up. Let me go around the room, man. Y'all give me great conversation. I hope somebody gets something from this. Who wanna go first? Let's start with you.
I'm gonna go first, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, a liability insurance is not no major hurdle. Liability insurance, the rates is determined about the number of hours that you spend participating in any category, and that can be paid after the end of the year or after the job in which those experiences in those categories occur. Another point, parents supposed to keep their children out the mud if mud is considered a struggle, parents and family and those who care. But when you don't have that element, you can be subjected to just about anything.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you sharing that with us, my friend, right here on Talk Street. Appreciate that. Okay. All right. All right, well, let's pass the ball then. Thanks for joining us there. What about 3072?
I'll just say again, back to, I don't know, Pastor Waller is here with me or something, but the flip side of things, we got to consider them. What can be glorious and beautiful, I mean, if we just make it. But like the other caller was talking about, family, when you see somebody is really trying, let's just put all our stuff in behind them so they can maybe make it out to the flip side.
That's it.
All right. All right. That's about the seventh time she called that book out, Pastor. I'm going to have to tell you to tell people about it and how to get hold to it. You know,
yes, sir,
and
bro.
Do it up.
Yes,
sir. Wait a minute, man. Hold up. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, it's the season, brother. She knows the season. I appreciate her increasing it. Yeah, that's good.
I'm coming right to you, there, Pastor. Thank you, 72, for joining us tonight there. 8112. You've been throwing blows, young lady. I don't know what you had. You must have ate your wheat, your spinach today, Popeye.
Yeah, I should have had. But you know what? The spinach I had was life. And,
okay.
You know, things been a struggle, and I'm very pleased that I decided to get on here tonight.
We're glad to have you.
I've learned some things, and felt encouraged about some other things, and I too enjoyed the conversation and the topic.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We know that everybody's living life, so when we can have you, I'm happy to have you. Pastor Wall and I both are happy to have you. But you know me, casa es su casa. Anytime,
right,
my house.
All right. Now.
Yeah, just don't go in the refrigerator and eat up all of my ice cream. That's all I ask of you.
I understand.
Hey.
Thank you so much for joining us. And with that, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Waller to wrap us up. Tell us about the book, Pastor, and give us some idea where we might be able to get in touch with you on it.
Yeah, that's one thing I want to thank everybody who had a chance to share. And to be lifting up that flip side is meaningful to me because I don't be thinking I should have to say something about it myself. You take other people, and that's what I'm joyful about right now, seriously. And in order for you to find out how to get this book, you know, I even put my number out there, something that I couldn't do when I was living the first half of my life. I wouldn't get anybody my number. Now I've got a whole world my number. Here goes 415-491-5489. That's my number, and I can tell you how to go about getting it because I don't have enough time to tell it all right now. But the thing I want to say last but not least, and I love these ladies, and I appreciate them so much, to the point I want to let them know that the flip side has to do with what we can do now. We all know about an album. And on the first side of the album, it was a trap that all of us had to deal with. But once we got to the flip side, we got free. Now, how do we keep it going? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 says, let brotherly love continue. Could you imagine that we get to the flip side and we use four words, let brotherly love continue, which means I have to play my role, you have to play your role, and guess what? We won't experience destruction like that. We'll stop self-destruction and everything because we'll be showing what? Brotherly love as it continues.
Mm.
Thank God for the flip side. And that's about it. I just want to thank all of you. And Pastor Docket, you keep doing what you're doing. And I believe that this is season to exercise what the flip side is all about. Thank you, ladies.
All right. Give us that number one more time, Pastor. Give us that number one more time so our listening audience there.
Area code 615-491-5489.
All right. And with that, we've been talking from the topic, how to keep your boat floating during low economic tide in America. I hope somebody can benefit from it. But until next Tuesday, 7 o'clock p.m., you've been listening to Talk Straight, your host, Reverend Dockery, and Pastor Wallace, our co-host, our sisters out of Jacksonville, Florida, Peoria, Illinois, and our main man, Pastor Wallace, right here in Nashville, Tennessee. Reverend, the late, great James Moore said it like this, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens. Hear ye him, hear ye him, hear ye him.
Yes, sir.
to death. Yeah.